This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, July 29th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Judge blocks card check. STB presses BNSF for harvest plans. Bill to strengthen avian flu research introduced. Judge halts card check at Wonderful Nurseries. A Kern County Superior Court judge has issued a preliminary injunction pausing union negotiations at Wonderful Nurseries as a lawsuit plays out. The judge warned of constitutional rights at stake with Wonderful's allegation of representatives of the United Farm Workers coercing employees to unionize. He noted that Wonderful is likely to prevail in its legal challenge. Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia applauded the ruling and said the judge recognized card check's potential harm to both employers and workers. A Wonderful spokesperson maintained that, quote, farm workers have been wrongly barred from objecting to a union being forced on them. UFW plans to appeal the injunction, reasoning the ruling ignores 89 years of labor laws. The union asserts employers already have the opportunity to address wrongdoing through the regulatory process at the Agriculture Labor Relations Board, and that Wonderful is trying to silence the voices of farm workers. ALRB has for months hosted closed-door hearings over the card check case. A week before the ruling, it had ordered a mediator to draft a bargaining agreement for Wonderful. EPA issues draft strategy to protect species from insecticides. EPA proposed a strategy on Thursday to reduce insecticide exposure to hundreds of federally listed endangered species that include a wide range of mitigation measures addressing spray drift and erosion. The release of the draft comes days after 318 agricultural groups urged the agency to refine the way it evaluates the risks to species, saying the assessment can, quote, significantly overstate the risk of chemical use and require pesticide users to, quote, adopt more costly, stringent restrictions than are truly necessary to protect listed species. The groups, including the American Soybean Association, and a broad range of national and state producer groups ask EPA in a letter, quote, to initiate conversations with stakeholders on ESA risk assessment improvements no later than September. The final herbicide strategy is due by August 30, as required by a settlement agreement the agency reached with the Center for Biological Diversity. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Harris Ag Record covers farm labor, climate action, and animal welfare. Although she hails from the nation's leading agriculture state, Vice President and now presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris has not staked out strong positions on most national food and farm issues in her political career. Reactions from farm groups to her nearly unanimous selection by delegates to the Democratic National Convention range from mildly critical to non-committal to supportive. Her highest visibility in agricultural issues came during her tenure as California Attorney General from 2011 until 2017, when she successfully defended two state laws that address animal welfare, one that banned foie gras, and one that set up space requirements for egg-laying chickens. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Regulator warns BNSF to improve service ahead of the fall harvest. The chairman of the Surface Transportation Board, which regulates railroads, is pressing BNSF on its plans for the upcoming harvest season. This comes amid significant disruptions, such as those currently plaguing railroad lines belonging to Ferromex, a Mexican company that operates in BNSF's network. And a letter to BNSF President and CEO Katie Farmer, STB Chair Robert Prima says he has grave concerns about the company's ability to adequately serve the anticipated demand expected during the harvest season. He says the company struggled to meet harvest season demands in 2022 and 2023. We simply cannot allow circumstances in Mexico to upend significant portions of BNSF's network in the United States, Primus wrote. Primus notes the increased competition with Brazil as a corn and soybean exporter and says agricultural shippers in the upper Midwest have expressed concern that BNSF's inconsistent service, coupled with steady rate increases and now a higher than tariff value for shuttle trains, will further weaken their cost basis and make their grain less competitive on the export market. He is giving BNSF until August 13th to provide him with information regarding the company's plans for the 2024 fall harvest. A new bill would strengthen USDA's avian flu research. Bipartisan group of members of the House Agriculture Committee have introduced a bill that would assist dairy farmers affected by the avian flu and would boost research efforts at the USDA. The Avian Influenza Research and Resource Act, introduced by Representatives Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan and David Valadao of California, would codify recent USDA rulemaking allowing dairy producers to be compensated for milk production losses due to the avian flu outbreak. Additionally, the bill would direct the agency to establish a dairy biosecurity education and training program and prioritize research for the virus under the agency's Agriculture and Food Research Initiative. The bill addresses issues Slotkin has directly heard from Michigan producers on how the flu is impacting their operations. Food security is national security, so it's critical that we take action to protect dairy cattle, ensure the integrity of our milk supply, and support our farmers, Slotkin said at a release. I take note. Some in the dairy industry have pushed for USDA to move faster on an avian flu vaccine for cattle. Chekhov critic expresses interest in being Ag Secretary nominee. Kentucky GOP Representative Thomas Massey, an outspoken critic of federal Chekhov programs, suggests he'd be a good candidate for Agriculture Secretary under Donald Trump. Massey, known for his libertarian beliefs, notes in a post on X that Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has mentioned appointing a libertarian to his cabinet. After another account replied asking Massey what position he would like to have on a cabinet, he wrote, quote, "I think I could do some good for this country as Secretary of Agriculture for any president." Massey co-sponsored an amendment in 2023 to undermine the Chekhov programs. It was soundly defeated 49-377. Here's today's She Said It. California was the first state of the nation to recognize the human right to water. Today we are on our way toward making that right a reality across the state. That Cal EPA Secretary Yana Garcia celebrating a new milestone with the State Water Board distributing more than $1 billion for drinking water projects in disadvantaged communities. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, July 29th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.